The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
People of Ballinskellig, beware, there's a gathering of gardeners on the way down to you next weekend, and Dermot Gavin is on the line to tell us more.
Dermot, morning, Brendan.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. So listen, I suppose gardening was one of those lockdown things like baking and jogging and all that that everyone took up. Do you think, will the new converts keep it going, do you think?
It seems they are. All the pointers from the industry is that they are. And it's very interesting. They seem to be gardeners who are interested, who were kind of perturbed what was happening, who began to look around and appreciate what we had in this country, that the climate wasn't half bad. And we could grow stuff. So the new breed of gardener wants to grow the spuds and the tomatoes, as well as making those spaces that are safe for dining with friends outdoors.
Okay. And you have grown your own kind of new gardening community in over the course of the pandemic, haven't you?
It was very interesting. So up until March the 18th last year, I would have been kind of at the airport every second day going gardening in other countries. But as with us all, it came to a dramatic stop. And what a friend and I decided to do, Paul Smith, a young, brilliant Irish gardener, we realized we had a skill that we could help people out with if they were, you know, taking account of the garden for the first time or needed information or wanted to know what garden centers were selling seeds or compost or whatever. So we started an Instagram live broadcast on my account every evening, which we're still doing between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. And all of a sudden, we had a community that were based from Ballinskellig to Melbourne to Malmo in Sweden to, you know, all over Britain and Ireland. And they're coming together next weekend for 3 days, up to 200 people for 3 days down in this really small town of Ballinskellig in Kerry.
And so tell me a little bit first, though, about your men's shed kind of experience every evening. I gather it kind of grew beyond gardening and you were playing your own vinyl and having chats about stuff and everything.
All of that, it was a bit like a couple of old lads in a pub in front of the pints talking about whatever was going on in their lives, but centering on gardening. I'd put an hour is a long time to fill. So I'd put on the record player first, play some music. Then we found out that if we played any decent music, Instagram would shut us down. So we had to go for cheesy music, maybe Bugs Fizz. A lot of Joe Dolan sneaked in there, and you had people dancing around the kitchens all around the country, sending us in messages and whatever. So it is that. And then we had some really good, Mary Coughlin, who lives very near me, but who had never met, she started tuning in, and then we started playing her music and, you know, Soul Doctors, or we found out that anything that was played on the Late Late Show, we could beam in without Instagram, anything that had been live that we'd find on YouTube. Okay. So it was good.
And what Brooks Fizz were you playing?
The one that Dermot Bannon likes, Making Your Mind Up, was that it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'd say that gets tired after the first play.
After the first month it did. So we settled on a song called Lemon Tree by Fool's Garden. Nobody seems to have claimed that they've ever written that song. Okay. So we get away with that.
And I believe, like, all kinds of unlikely things were happening here. Peter O'Mahony, the rugby player, he
Amazing.
Talked to you about lawn maintenance.
Have you ever seen his Instagram account? He's unbelievable. His lawn is absolutely pristine, absolutely perfect. And he's really good for encouraging people who maybe haven't tried, and sports people, to get into gardening, and encouraging his kids to garden. So, yeah, Peter O'Mahony, people from all around the world beamed in and showed us what they were doing. So that was interesting. When I wasn't able to travel, kind of the world came to us.
Yeah.
And we were all in the same boat.
Okay, so now everyone can travel. So you're having is it a Woodstock of dad gardeners, basically?
Well, I think it's a lot of mum gardeners.
Okay, all right, see, I see, right.
And yes, we're in a field in Ballinskellig behind Cabal O'Leary's pub. We've put up the whole electric picnic type thing into operation. We have our portaloos, our coffee vans, our caterers, our COVID stations, everything like that. We're bringing 10 really brilliant gardeners, people like Mari Staunton, Mags Reardon, who runs Bumblebee Flower Farm, Mary Keenan, who's brilliant on trees, Alan Parr, who's the gardener at Doreen and used to be in charge of Starhead for the National Trust, all down. And for 3 days, every day, we'll put on a big garden conversation for up to 200 people in this marquee. And then we have other events in Barbara's Beach Cafe. We have the Mad Hatter's Ball. We have a meal on the Saturday night in the Driftwood restaurant overlooking St. Finian's Bay, where the Skelligs are.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have people from Africa, from America, and from Britain have flown in. They're isolating and they're all ready to come down and join us.
Oh, okay, okay. Listen, before you go, tell me about Filthy Gardens.
It's a new series we've made. It starts this month on Channel 5. And the idea behind that is we travel around Britain. We meet people whose gardens have got into a bit of a state and they've become very ashamed of it. We try and understand why that is. They don't open their garden. Maybe a family problem or something like that. But they've been overwhelmed by an issue. And we say to them, look, if you join us and if you help us, we will transform your space. So it's a very gentle kind of holistic makeover program. We teach them about gardening along the way, teach them the power of plants, you know, for healing. And we leave them with really nice gardens at the end of it. So it's been a great fun, challenging program to make this year, but great fun.
I can imagine that. Yeah. So listen, not all of us have become great gardeners. If people still are kind of vaguely ashamed of their garden or something, because you know what's happened is like that the bar has risen, right? Because some people, I'd say along a road, suddenly have incredible gardens now, and then there are the people who are like maybe in between two amazing gardens and they've got their kind of average garden. Any easy tips for somebody who hasn't gone like wholeheartedly into the gardening as to how you might tart up the garden a little bit?
Okay, the first thing I'd say, Brendan, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what anybody else
I
is
like
doing.
It.
Find your own joy. That would be it. Slow gardening is a big thing now. Just observing what nature does. Even if you let your lawn go or half your lawn grow and the grass grow up and produce the flowers, you'll be amazed at what nature that attracts in. If you want to go to the garden centre at this time of the year, the bulbs are a big thing to buy. Next spring, if you want that colour, if you were looking around what everybody did during lockdown and saw the daffodils and the tulips, go on and get them in the garden centre and get them in the ground anytime from now to December. Tulips can go in really quite late when it gets really cold. They will ensure that you will have colour. Pots and containers are brilliant right round the winter time. Or prepare for a new wildflower meadow or pretend wildflower meadow by just stripping off an area of lawn that's in full sun, take out any of the perennial weeds and sow your seeds this autumn or next spring.
Okay, so you do need to sow the meadow, but you could just throw them down and let it go then, yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Super.
Now, you might have, depending on how learned you were, you might have to do that every year, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. All right, Dermot Gavin, thanks a million. Listen, here's a little something for you, Dermot. Really gotta speed it.